And then, you know, it was I was a federal official. I was in charge of the Mississippi, Alabama unit of the Head Start program for the federal government. So I was on an airplane twice a week to some who knows where in the Delta.
Wow.
Or Mobile or Montgomery. Thank goodness, no, Birmingham. Thank goodness I did not have Montgomery. Another of the reps at Montgomery.
Yeah.
And but anyway, so I'd fly in with a pocket full of paycheck, you know, because, you know, when you really get your first, welfare had been a real job, but in New York City back then, welfare paid $4,500 a year. And, you know, so your paycheck wasn't shit.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, when you finally went to work for the government, I forget what it was. It wasn't huge. But it seemed like a lot.
Yeah.
At the time. And so you get there Friday night and you'd go strolling out onto the strip, you know, bounce, blitz, acid, black beauty, you know, all up and down the street. And you kind of get to know the guys because you're out there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure y'all have talked to Bongo.
No, he's on our list, though, but he stays busy all the time.
He does, he does. He comes to all the bird things because he sold birds, remember?
Yeah.
That was at least initially what he did. Later, he just became a fixture, I think.
Yeah, he lived underneath some friends of mine on 8th and Penn.
He was, by his own admission, he was in constant motion.
Yeah.
You saw Bongo like, this is a, Bongo must be an A-head, man. What do you mean? Oh, he's a speed freak. Why? It's just a rule. You see all your friends that are speed freaks at least twice as often as you see your other friends. Yeah, I don't know if that's true or not.
I think it was. As I remember, he would go for like 3 or 4 days and then crash.
Yeah.
And then wake up irritable as a bear for a
yeah,
day.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, so, you know, I suppose I bought some of everything that was ever for sale out there at one time or another. Being a musician, you have a certain responsibility about these matters. You can't let one go through town if you don't get some of it, because then you don't have anything to talk about in the green room with the other guys. I got some of that purple micro dot. Oh, yeah, man, that was great stuff. You know, like that. So...